Welcome to Red Belly Radio Theater, where old-time radio dramas are alive and well. Well, at least for this episode. Red Belly Radio Theater is brought to you by Lyft Coffee, available for free only on Southwest Airlines. Lyft Coffee, you can't buy it in stores. The Red Belly Radio Theater troupe is ready, and this week's episode is a real nail-biter. Several mechanics have gathered to discuss some new rumors floating around the hangar. Let's join them. Have you heard anything about a green plane we're supposed to be getting?
Green? We haven't had our Canyon Blue planes for that long. Heck, I still see some gold ones around. We have a big fleet.
Well, I heard something about a green plane. I just want to know more about it. Hey, you know what?
What?
I'll bet it has to do with Herb.
Herb? Our founder, Herb Kelleher? How'd you work that out?
Sure. He's Irish, you know. Luck of the Irish. I bet we're getting a plane painted green that will have shamrocks on it, with Erin Go Bragh painted on it.
Erin Go what? What does that mean?
I don't know, but I see it every St. Patrick's Day on signs and stuff.
It means Ireland forever.
Really? How'd you know that, Cliff?
I don't know. I just do.
Yeah, Herb Keller is getting his own plane.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Herb already has his own plane. Well, I'm named after him. The tail number has an HK for Herb Kelleher.
Oh, yeah, that's right. True.
Hey, I know. Remember SI-1? The plane with the model on the side?
Sure. Like I could forget that one.
You know, maybe Southwest is teaming up with American Brussels Sprouts Council of America. It's so obvious. A campaign to get kids to eat their vegetables.
No, probably not. Maybe we are starting service to Greenland. Or hey, maybe it's green after all the money people are saving flying Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, good point. We'll save money.
Well, come on, guys. A green plane? Green paint? Brussels sprouts? Greenland? Really? No, it's green, like things that are better for the environment.
Southwest has
designated a plane to serve as a test for our eco-friendly products and other future initiatives. It'll be in regular service so we can evaluate normal wear and durability. And the passengers who fly on the green plane will be asked a short post-flight survey on what they thought about the cabin. It looks the same as our other aircraft. In fact, you might not even notice the difference.
Hey, Cliff, how do you know all this?
Well, I helped make the changes last night, and I helped put the decal on the nose about an hour ago. Oh, yeah, and I listened to this episode of Red Belly Radio.
How'd you do that? We're recording it right now.
Well, it doesn't work if you analyze it too closely. Trust me on this one. You'll want to know more about this. Now here's Gary Kelly, our CEO, president, and chairman of the board, to tell us more when he was addressing some reporters the other day.
There's a lot of great things happening at Southwest Airlines, and that's what we're here to celebrate today. A lot of this good stuff revolves around our green initiatives. And just like each and every one of you, Southwest Airlines is a citizen of this planet, and it's our responsibility to lead and to do our part and set an example of environmental leadership. So it's also time for the U.S., for the United States, to fully support the research, the development, and the deployment of new technology, and in some cases, existing technology, and fuels that will reduce fuel consumption, and of course, will reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, aviation has a great story to tell when it comes to improving fuel efficiency and reducing emissions. We're a major generator of economic activity, but airlines only account for about 2% of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. and only about 3% worldwide. Now, we also believe that we need to innovate in all areas. And our personal philosophy here at Southwest Airlines is efficiency. It is efficiency. And we strongly believe that environmental decisions can also make very, very good business decisions. And that's why we're here today. And that is to celebrate the innovation and the ingenuity and the intrepidness by our maintenance and engineering department, by our marketing department, and by our green team. And that's also why we have a very special guest here today to demonstrate innovation in action. So, here behind me is one of our 737-700s, WN-222. This is a four-year-old aircraft. It was ready for an interior refurbishment. So inside is an interior that to the eye probably doesn't look that different to you, but it is very different. We're testing new eco-friendly materials on board that in combination will save up to 5 pounds per seat. And that results in significant fuel savings and emissions reduction. So we anticipate that that's a total of about 519 pounds per aircraft, which equates to almost 10,000 gallons of fuel per plane. And of course, at a conservative $2 a gallon, that equals nearly $20,000 an airplane per year, not to mention the incredible emissions savings resulting from flying a lighter aircraft. So in addition to this, incredible weight savings, all these products are more durable. That reduces labor costs, that reduces ongoing maintenance and replacement costs. But I wanted to share the elements of the interior with you first. So it's truly a test for durability and customer comfort. So first of all, the seat covers. These are new products, and they offer more than twice the durability of the current leather seats that we offer. We're testing two different materials, one on each side of the aircraft. One side is E-leather, which is an eco-friendly, lightweight, and scuff-resistant man-made alternative to traditional leather. It's made from recycled materials that have been discarded by the leather industry. It's then upgraded utilizing eco-friendly technology, and it's resulting in a composition-type leather. On the other side is it leather? And that's a leather alternative that offers a lightweight product that's economical, it's recyclable, it's durable, but it also has the appearance and the touch of leather. And I'm thrilled to test these products and have great hopes for their durability, which we anticipate will reduce waste and eliminate the need for refurbishment, which of course saves on labor cost. But that's not all. We're also proud to have Interface Floor with us. The Interface Floor carpet on board this aircraft also reduces labor and materials costs because it's installed in sections, and that eliminates the need for the total replacement of areas, for example, an entire aisle. It's 100% recyclable carpet. It's returned to the manufacturer at the end of its service life, and it's completely remanufactured into new carpet. The process is completely carbon neutral. It's developed in partnership with Boeing, and this aviation carpet is the first of its kind, and I'm thrilled that Southwest Airlines is the first airline to test this product. So when we talk about efficiency, this is what we mean. We currently have 138 part numbers, believe it or not, 138 different parts for our current carpet pieces. This approach takes us down to 3. Other items on board our new green plane are a new life vest pouch that offers a weight savings of 1 pound per passenger. The smaller pouch also creates more room under the seat for carry-on items, and it offers productivity improvements due to that design change. We also have a lighter weight foam fill from Garner Pertec in the back of the seats. That also reduces weight while providing increased customer comfort. And then finally, rub strips along the aisle. We're switching from plastic to aluminum. We think that that will help with durability, which will, of course, reduce waste, but it also is recyclable. Well, as you all know, Southwest Airlines is a very proud company. We're very proud to lead the aviation industry and certainly in environmental stewardship. We are honored to be working with these eco-friendly vendors. We're excited to test their forward-thinking products. We expect that these green products to not only help the environment, but to also create a fuel and materials cost savings for Southwest Airlines. So the evaluation and the testing of these products will be ongoing for about 6 months. We'll evaluate feedback from customers and look at the durability in terms of making a decision about how we want to proceed. So again, I salute the Southwest Warriors on their innovations like this green plane. Thank you to all of our vendors who are participating in this effort as well. I'm very, very proud of Southwest Airlines environmental stewardship. Ginger, with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
That was some good information.
Cliff sure is handy. I wonder if he knows Steve Heaser.
Who?
The host of Red Belly Radio. You know, he's always saying something at the end like, well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company.
Oh, yeah. Then he says something like, this episode is copyrighted 2009, and then he changes it up. So, who should we say has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast?
Mechanics!
Hey, where did that music come from? How does it end?
I don't know.
Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That Cliff sure is handy to have around the hangar.